Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Nun Gimel Min Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Nun Gimel Min Aleph. So says the Gemara, we're in the middle of discussing the Avodas HaKeteres and Yom Kippur, Lefnai V'Lefnim. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, V'Nasa Nes HaKeteres and La'esh Lefnei Hashem, the Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol, he puts the Keteres on the fire, on the Gechalim, Lefnei Hashem, he does so when he's Lefnei Hashem, when he's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Braisa tells us, we dash it from here, Shelo Yisakin Mibachutz V'Yachnis, that he doesn't prepare it Mibachutz, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, meaning he doesn't put the keteres on the gecholim outside the kodesh hakadoshim, the yachnis, and go into the kodesh hakadoshim with it already on the fire. Rather, he only puts it onto the fire when he's in the kodesh hakadoshim. Which says the Braisa, which is lahaitzi miliban shel tzedukin, which is lafuke. It's showing not like what the tzedukim thought, sha'aimim, that they used to say that yisakim yibachutz v'yachnis. They used to say mamish punk fakaret. They used to say dafka. The Kohen Gadol should prepare the keteres outside, that he should put it onto the gechalim outside, and then he goes into the kodesh hakadoshim with the keteres already burning on the machta with the gechalim. My darish, what did the tzedukim darshin to think that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to specifically put the keteres on the fire outside before going into the kodesh hakadoshim? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says ki ba'anan eiraya al kapeiras, because the pasuk says that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was seen on the Kapayrus Be'anan in a cloud. So Malamech Yisakim Mibachutz V'Yachnis. So they understood from this pasuk that you're supposed to go in. The Kohen Gadol is supposed to go in and, so to speak, see the Shechina Be'anan already with the cloud. Meaning he's supposed to already have the cloud of smoke there. How so? Because he's Yisakim Mibachutz V'Yachnis. He first puts the Gitaris on the fire outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and then he goes in. That's what the Tzedukim thought. However, Amru Lam Chachamim, the Chachamim said to the Tzedukim, how could you think such a thing? The Pasuk says it's Lefnei Hashem, that he puts the Keteres on the fire, Lefnei Hashem. So him came out to Amalaymer ki ba'anon ira ala kapayres. Asked now, what's the pshad in the, so to speak, the Tzedukim's Pasuk, where the Pasuk says ki ba'anon ira ala kapayres, which is mashma, that the Kohen Gadol goes in, and he only goes in with an anan, with a cloud of smoke, says the Gemara, the way we understand that pasuk is melame chenaisi b'mayla ashan. The pasuk's not teaching us how the Kohen Gadol goes in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. It's telling us about the Keteres. That the way a Kodesh Baruch Hu is seen is with the Keteres, which is called Be'anan, because there's a certain spice. One of the simanim that go into the Keteres is something which causes there to be a lot of smoke, which is called the Ma'ala Ashan. It was a type of herb which caused there to be a lot of smoke. So from this pasuk, that's what we learn it out from, that there's supposed to be this spice called the Ma'ala Ashan, because the pasuk calls it Ba'anan. So that's how we hold it. For whatever reason, the Tzedukin didn't accept what the Chachamim explained to them. Now just the Braisa continues. So now how do we know that we add Maila Ashan into the Keteres? How do we know that that's one of the Simanim? Which the Gemara is going to pick up on, that this question doesn't make any sense. We just said the Makar. We just said that from the Pasuk of Kibanani Ra'al Kapayres, that's where we know that there's Maila Ashan in it. So the Gemara is going to address this soon, but the Braisa says, now how do we know that there's Maila Ashan as one of the spices in the Keteres? Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, the Chisa Anana Keteres as a Kapayres. And the Pasuk says, it says Anana Keteres. Anana Keteres, we learn out from the fact that the Torah refers to the Keteres as Anan HaKeteres, the smoke, the cloud of the Keteres. We learn out from there that he's supposed to put into the Keteres a spice called Ma'ala Ashan, which is going to make it that there's a cloud, which is going to make it that there's a lot of smoke. Now that Pasuk says, V'chisa Anana Keteres as a Kapayres, it refers to, which we're saying now, refers to putting this spice of Ma'ala Ashan into the Keteres, and then the pasuk ends off v'lo yamos. And if you do that, then you won't die, because if you make the Keteres properly and you're makter the Keteres with all the spices, with all the ingredients that it's supposed to have, so then v'lo yamos. So now just the Braisa says medayik from the pasuk that halaynasam b'mayla ashan, if you don't add in the spice of mayla ashan, or if you miss out If you don't put in any one of the simanim that is supposed to be there, so then chayiv misa. Then the pasuk is teaching us that the kohen gadol is going to be chayiv misa. It's only if he puts in everything the way he's supposed to. So then v'lo yamus mashma. If he doesn't do it the way he's supposed to, so then yamus, and he is going to die. He's going to be chayiv misa. So now just the Gemara asked the Kasha on that. Why do I have to have a special pasuk that if he misses one of the spices in the Keteiras when he goes lefnai v'lefnim, that he's going to be chayiv misa, v'tepeklei d'kamayo b'ya reikonis? Why don't we just say that he's chayiv misa for going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for no good reason? The halacha is, the pasuk says, that v'al yavai b'chol eis v'lo yamus. It says don't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim anytime you want, and then the pasuk says v'lo yamus, and then you won't die. Mashma, if you go in just for no good reason, so that then yamos, then the person is chayiv misa. So stop for going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for no good reason. There's a chayiv misa. So why do we have to have a pasuk which tells us that if the Kohen Gadol misses one of the spices, he doesn't add in Ma'alah Ashan or any one of the simanim of the Keteiras, that he's going to be chayiv misa? Anyways, he's chayiv misa because being that the Keteiras isn't made properly, so he's considered that he's going in shelo letzarich. So why do I have to have a special drasha, a special pasuk, that for missing one of the spices, he's chayav misa stam for just being there? So says the Gemara, Rav Sheshas. Rav Sheshas says, "Halacha b'mayaskinon k'goin sheshagag bebia v'hezid ba'aktara." The nafkamina, we'll find the nafkamina in a case where the Kohen Gadol, he didn't know that there was a chiyav misa for going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for shelo letzarich, for no good reason. So he was a shoygeg regarding the bia. For he was a shoygeg regarding going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So for that, he's not going to be chayav misa, but he was amazed on the haktara. He knew that it was missing one of the spices, and that he's chayav misa for that. So that's where there'll be a nafkamina in this chiyav misa of missing one of the spices. If he goes in a way that he won't be chayav misa, that he was a shaygig on the bia, but he was amazing on the akhtara, so there we'll find an afkamina in being chayav misa for missing one of the spices. Rav Ashi Amar, different teretz, that afilu tema heze bezu bezu. No, it could even be that he's amazing on both. It could be he knows the halacha that he's chayav misa for going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim shol tzairich, but we'll still have a different afkamina. Could go into ayol shtei haktarais achas shlema v'achas chaseira. If he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with two keteiroses, he goes in with one that was shlema, one that was made with all the proper simanim, all the proper ingredients, and the other one was missing. So he's not going to be chayev for going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for no good reason because he has a shlema with him. So it's not considered shelo letzairich. He went in letzairich to be makter the shlema, but a haktar michayev to come makter keteiros chaseira. But he's going to be chayev on the haktara for when if he's makter the chaseira, if he's makter the keteiros which didn't have all the ingredients, so he's going to be chayev misa for that. So akapanim, now the Gemara explained why it's necessary to have a chayev misa, why it's necessary for there to be a chayev, where there'll be a nafkamina in this chayev misa of missing one of the keteiros. And the way this all came up is because we were explaining that that's what the chachamim, that's what Chazal understand from the pasuk of Kibyanon, Eral Kapayres is the chiyav tamei lashon, and then the Brisa said, and how do we know that it's the chiyav tamei lashon? And so we said shenemar v'chisa anon haketayres. So right away we said the Gemara is going to ask the kasha. Amar mer uminayin shenaisim b'mei lashon tamolaymer v'chisa. Right, the Braisa brought a second pasuk for the chiyav to have ma'alashon. Now, in fact, the Gemara kra. I don't understand. You're bringing a raya to a pasuk from a different pasuk. We already said that there's a chiyav to have ma'alashon. That's what Chazal learned from the pasuk of kibanon ira alakapiris. Now, like the tzedukim, we learn out from that pasuk already that there's a chiyav to have ma'alashon. And then the Braisa says, how do we know that there's a chiyav to have ma'alashon from the pasuk of v'chisa? Whoa! Why do we need to have a pasuk for a pasuk? So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef, and the Gemara is going to say a few terutzim, but this is now going to be the first terutz, that I'm Rabbi Yosef, that halchi kamar, this is what the Braisa means to say, that ein li ela alem ela ashan. I only know from the first pasuk that maybe it's only if you use the leaf of the ma'alah ashan, which is very good. That's the best part that's going to make it that it's going to smoke up very well. So I only know that if you use that you could use the leaf of the ma'alah ashan. Ikur ma'alah ashan minayin. How do we know that you could even use the root of the Ma'al Ashon, Tamalay Mervechisa. That's how we brought the second pasuk to be Merbe, even the root, which is less effective, that even that could be used as the Ma'al Ashon in the Ketayres. Amalay Abaye, Abaye asked, how could you say that, Rabbi Yosef? Ask the Abaye, Ha'ipchatanya. We learned in the Braisa the exact opposite, that really it's the root that's the best part for the smoking, and maybe you could say also the leaf, but the root is the best part. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, the Nasam Ba'ikr Ma'al Ashon, that they would put in the ikr, the root of the Ma'al Ashon, and Ayamitamir Va'ilik Kemakil, and the smoke would go up like a stick, would go straight up until it reached to the ceiling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kevin Shegiel Shmei Kaira, once it got to the ceiling, Mimashmesh V'yayred B'Kaisalim, it would start to spread and go down along the walls. Achenismale habayis ashan, until the entire Kodesh HaKadoshim was filled with smoke. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, habayis imale ashan, that the room became filled with smoke. So you see that they used the root. So mistama, that's because the root was the best thing to use. So how could you say that we have a reboy that even the root? The root seems to be the best thing. So elamer habayi, really the same teretz, who just adjusts it a drop. That hachikamer, this is what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. That ainli ela ikar male ashan. That the brisa is saying as follows. That the brisa means to say like this. That the brisa is saying that I only know from the first pasuk of kibanon ira alakapayres. So that teaches me that you could use the root of the male ashan. Allah male ashan minai. How do we know they could even use the leaf of the male ashan? Tamulaymer v'chisa. That's what the Torah says. That's what the brisa is bringing. The second pasuk of v'chisa. The Torah says v'chisa. Another pasuk teaching us about male ashan to be marbe even the leaf of the male ashan. That you could use the leaf as part of the ingredients as in place of the Ma'al Ashan, as one of the ingredients in the Ketayres. So that's the first teretz. Rav Sheshes Amar, a different teretz, that ainli ela el mayi. From the first pasuk, I would only know that there's a chiyuv to have Ma'al Ashan when it came to the Ketayres in the Mishkan, in the El Mayi, Shabbat Midbar. In the Mishkan, in the Midbar. Shila Yobes Elam Minayin. How do we know that even in the later Mishkan, in the Mishkan that was in Shilai, and in the Beis HaMikdash, referred to as the Beis HaElamim, Minayin, how do we know that there also, that there's a chiyuv to have Ma'al Ashan as one of the ingredients in the Ketayres? Tamalay Mar Vechisa. That's why we have the extra pasuk of Vechisa to be marbe, that even in the Mishkan Shilai, and even in the Beis HaMikdash, there was still a chiyuv to put in Ma'al Ashan. It wasn't just the chiyuv by the Mishkan in the Midbar. Fracta Gemara, Haimi V'chein Yasel Al Mayid HaShaychin Itam Nafka. That we already know from the extra words HaShaychin Itam. That we darshan, it's extra words HaShaychin Itam, the way the Sech Yitzchak is Mazbe the Drasha, that we darshan from there, that any place where there's Shechina, any place where there's Ashras HaShechina, any place of Kedusha, so this is always the Halacha that you're supposed to add in, the Ma'al Ashan into the Ketayres. So it can't be that V'chis is teaching me that. I already know that from the Pasuk of HaShaychin Itam. Rather, this is what the brisa means. That ainli ela b'yom kippurim. I only know that when it comes to the Ketayres on Yom Kippur, when it comes to the Ketayres that the Kohen Gadol brings of Nayv Lefnim on Yom Kippur, that there's a chiyuv to add in Ma'al Ashan. B'shar Yom HaYisashan Minayin, because the pasuk is Kibanon Ira Al Kapayres, is talking about the Kohen Gadol going Lefnayv Lefnim. B'shar Yom HaYisashan Minayin, how do we know that even regarding the Ketayres that was burnt all year round in the Heichal, how do we know that there also, that there's a chiyuv to add in Ma'al Ashan? Tamulay Mar V'chisa. That's why we bring in the pasuk of V'chisa, which even though it's talking about Yom Kippur, but being that it's extra, so we say that it's teaching us about all year round. That always the Ketayres needs to have the spice of Ma'al Ashan. Rav Ashi Amar, another teretz, that Chad LeMitzvah v'Chad LeAkev. That one, if it was only for one pasuk, so I would say that there's a mitzvah to put in Ma'al Ashan, but let's say you didn't, so it's not Ma'akev. That's why I have a second pasuk to teach me that no, it's even Ma'akev. That it's even Ma'akev to add in Ma'al Ashan, and there'll even be a Chiyav Misa for missing the Ma'al Ashan. Rav Amar, Chad LeOinish v'Chad LeAzhara. The reason we have two psukim, the reason why we have two is one is to teach us about that there's an iser, or a chiev, to have the Ma'al Ashan. You're doing something aser, that there's an iser to go in with the ketayres that doesn't have Ma'al Ashan. And the other pasuk is to teach us the einish, that there's a chiev misa for it. So one's the iser, and one pasuk is to teach us about the chiev misa. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Braisa, which says like this last teretz of Rava, the Rebbe Lazar Aimer, V'lo Yamos is einish, ki banani ra is asara. Imam speaks this out. Rebbe Lazar says that it's, that these two psukim, one is the asara, one is the teach us about the Yisr, and one is to teach us about the Einash. Says the Braisa, once we mentioned it, Yachol Yushnehem Amurin Kaida Misas Bnei Aaron. I might think that both the Einish and the Azara were both said before the Misa of the children of Bnei Aaron, meaning Ibn Lukhaira, that they died Gufa from not being careful about this, from not adding in the Malashon and not bringing the Keteris properly. Tamulaymar Achrei Mayshnei Bnei Aaron. That no, that the Torah says Achrei Mayshnei Bnei Aaron, and only afterwards says these two psukim. So Yachol Yushnehem Amurim Achrei Misas Shnei Bnei Aaron. I might think that both of these psukim were said after the Misa of the Bnei Aaron. Tamulaymar Kibanon Ira Al Kapires. No, the Torah says Kibanon Ira Al Kapires, which the Gemara is going to explain soon. That from that pasuk Be'etzem Bnei Ube, we see that this pasuk was obviously said before Misas Bnei Aaron. Haketzad. So if this pasuk was said before Misas Bnei Aaron, what was the chain of events? Says the Gemara, Azhara Kaidem Misa, Va'inesh Achar Misa. The Azhara was said before the Misas Bnei Aaron, the Bnei Aaron, and the Einish was said afterwards. So says the Gemara, my Talmudah, where do you see from this pasuk, Kibanon Ira al Kapiras, that there was Azhara, that the pasuk was said before the Misas Bnei Aaron? Amar Rava, Rava explains, because the pasuk says, Ki ba'anan e'ra'e. It says, I will be seen. It's mashma that Hashem will only will be seen in the future, va'adai lo'i nira, that the Shekhinah was not yet seen in the Mikdash. Ve'alamai taima, and we know that when it came to the Misas Shnei Bnei Aaron, at that point, the pasuk had already said, V'yar kved Hashem el kola'am, that the Shekhinah was already seen. So obviously, this pasuk, which is saying that Hashem will only be seen in the future, and that he wasn't seen yet, was obviously then said before Misas Bnei Aaron, because by the time Misas Bnei Aaron happened, Hashem was already seen. So obviously, this pasuk was from before Misas Bnei Aaron and not afterwards. So the Azhara was said before, and the Einish was said afterwards. But Al Kapanim, it comes out that the Einish was said afterwards. So that means it must be that the Misa of the Bnei Aaron was not because of this, because the Einish was only given afterwards. So, in fact, the Gemara of Elamai Tami Yanush. So then why is it that the Bnei Aaron got punished? Why is it that they got killed? Kedetani, like we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm there. The reason why they were chayiv misa was because they were meir halacha b'fnei rabban. They were meir halacha in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. My darish, which drasha, what drasha, what halacha were they meir? Says the Gemara, they darshan the pasuk v'nasnu bnei Aaron akayin esh al mizbeach, that the bnei Aaron, they put a fire onto the mizbeach. So they darshan from there that afa pisha esh yaredas min hashemayim mitzvah lahavi min hehedyet. They darshan from there that even though there was a nace, that a fire came down in Hashemayim onto the Mizbeach, that there was still a mitzvah for the Kehanim to bring their own fire onto the Mizbeach. Now, Rashi explains that they were right, that really is the Pshat in the Pasuk. They were right in their drasha. However, they should have asked Moshe Rabbeinu first. And because they did it, they were Meir HaLacha, Bifnei Rabban, in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, so they were Chayiv Misa, even though they were right. And that's why they were killed. Nothing to do with the Keteres. It was because they were Meir HaLacha, Bifnei Rabban. Adkan says the Gemara Vayter. Yatzu Balei Derech Knisasa. We said in the Mishnah that after the Kohen Gadol is makter the Keteres Lefnai V'Lefnim, so he goes out the way he came in. He walks out backwards. So Mnani Mili, what's the makar for this type of hanhaga of walking out backwards away from the Shechina? Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Amar Rav Yonason, Amar Krav. We learn it out from the pasuk which says Vayavu Shlomo El Bama Asher BeGivon Yerushalayim. It says that Shlomo Malach went to the Bama which was in Givon Yerushalayim. Now Givon and Yerushalayim are two completely different places. So V'chimayin in Givon Eitzel Yerushalayim. What does it mean that he went to the Bama which was in Givon Yerushalayim? Those are two different places. Ela Makish Itziyasa MiGivon LeYerushalayim LeBiyasa MiYerushalayim LeGivon. We compare Shlomo Melech's leaving from Givon to Yerushalayim to his entering from Yerushalayim to Givon. That ma be awesome Yerushalayim leGivon pun of klape bama. Just like when he entered from Yerushalayim to Givon, which was the place of the bama, so he was facing the bama which was in Givon. They take out the word kederch biyasei. So af yitziyasei mi Givon Yerushalayim. So too when he left Givon, when he left the bama, when he left Givon and he went to Yerushalayim, pun of klape bama kederch. Mizbeach Biyasai. So there also, he had his face facing Givon, facing the Bama, like the way he came in. So obviously that means he walked out backwards. V'chein Kehanim ba'avaydasan, so to the Kehanim, when they do the Avayda in the Azara, v'leviyam beduchanan, when they sing on the Duchan, v'yisrael b'mamadan, when they stand by the Karbanais, k'shein niftarin, all these people, when they leave from the Azara, l'hayu machzirin b'neyam b'holchan, they wouldn't turn their backs towards the Shechina and walk out, el mitzadin b'neyam b'holchan, they would turn their faces to the side, they would walk out backwards facing the Shechina. V'chein talmud haniftar mirabai, and so too a Talmud, anytime a Talmud leaves from his Rebbe, l'yachzer panav v'yelech, he shouldn't turn his face around and leave, el metzadid panav v'yelech, he should walk out backwards, he should walk out still looking up. Obviously he has to look where he's going, that's why it's called metzadid panav v'yelech, the Siach Yitzchak explains, because he's looking a little bit backwards just to look out where he's going, but ultimately he's walking out backwards and now turning away from his Rebbe. Ki hada Rebbe Lazar, like that which happened with Rebbe Lazar, can have a miftar minei Rabbi Yochanan, when he was saying goodbye, when he was leaving from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was his Rebbe, so there was two ways he could be taking leave of Rabbi Yochanan. Either Rabbi Yochanan was leaving from him, or he was leaving from Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara, that kan have a bay Rabbi Yochanan l'saguye, when Rabbi Yochanan needed to leave and go somewhere else, so have a gachin kai Rabbi Lazar adukhte, so Rabbi Lazar would stay, sort of bent over in his place, ad ava mikasi Rabbi Yochanan minei, until Rabbi Yochanan would be out of sight. He would stay in his place. Kan have a bay Rabbi Lazar l'saguye, and when Rabbi Lazar needed to leave and go somewhere, so have a kai azul la'achayre, he would walk out backwards, ad the mikasi minei Rabbi Yochanan, and he would continue walking backwards until he was out of sight from Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara Vayter, also on this note, that Rava could have a miftar minei Rabbi Yosef, when Rava was taking leave of Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef was blind, so have a azul la'achayre, and even still, even though Rabbi Yosef was blind, have a azul la'achayre, Rava would walk out backwards. Adam and Nagfan kare, until his legs became bruised, uvisvasana iskupasa debe Rabbi Yosef dama, and the threshold of Rabbi Yosef's house became dirty with Rava's blood, because he was hitting himself when he was walking out backwards. Amru leil Rabbi Yosef, hachi avid Rava. So the Gabayim, they told Rabbi Yosef, you should know that this is what Rava's doing. They had to tell him. Rabbi Yosef didn't see. He was blind, like we said. So they told Rabbi Yosef, do you realize what's happening? This is what's happening to Rava. So Amar leil, so Rabbi Yosef gave a bracha to Rava. He said to Rava, yehe Rava, desarim reishach akula karacha. He says that you should be yiratzayin, that you should become the Rosh Yeshiva. Rashi explains that you should become the Rosh Yeshiva of the entire city. The Marsha explains that at that time there were two yeshivas. Rav and Abaye each had their own yeshiva. So Rabbi Yosef was giving Rava a bracha that you should be the Rosh Yeshiva of the entire city. Which, for those that were with us when we learned Maseches Brachos on the Vav Amud Aleph, so over there the Gemara and Brachos brings that that's actually what happened. That Abaye was nifter before Rava, and the Tamidim of Abaye went to learn by Rava. So Rava Taka became the Rosh Yeshiva of the entire city. And that was the Gemara over here is saying. Was because this that he walked out backwards from Rabbi Yosef, which the Ben Yoyada explains. Even though Rabbi Yosef couldn't see him, it was mamish lishma, so he was zeicha to this kavod of becoming Rosh Yeshiva of the entire city.